You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Thursday, August 21st. Here's KMUN News Director Katie Frankowitz.
Longtime Warrenton City Commissioner Tom Dyer announced at a recent meeting that he has cancer and will be resigning from his post. He said he'll be undergoing treatment, but that the cancer is in his bones. Dyer has served on the commission for more than a decade. He said that while he doesn't want to resign, he knows it is best for his family and his health. Warrenton Mayor Henry Ballensiefer thanked Dyer for his service. In November, Dyer won re-election to a four-year term that was set to run through the end of 2028. The Warrenton City Commission is expected to appoint a replacement to fill out the rest of his term. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. The Trump administration is considering taking a stake in Oregon's largest private employer in exchange for already approved funds. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick confirmed in a CNBC interview that the government is seeking an equity stake in chipmaker Intel. Lutnick said it would be a requirement for receiving CHIPS Act funding. Congress approved the money in 2022. Last year, the Biden administration awarded Intel $1.8 billion to upgrade parts of its campus in Hillsboro. Intel employs around 18,000 people in Oregon. The company declined to comment. Oregon's business leaders are breathing a sigh of relief after learning the Trailblazers will likely stay in Portland. Some hope it could lead to a new entertainment district with a renovated or rebuilt Moda Center at its core. Kyra Buckley reports.
Expected new Blazers owner Tom Dundon is in the process of developing an entertainment district in Raleigh as owner of the Carolina Hurricanes hockey team. Dundon also scored taxpayer dollars to upgrade their arena. Oregon business advocates hope a similar move in Portland, centered around the Blazers, would lead to a much-needed economic boost. Joth Rickey is the executive chair of Burgerville.
It's an amazing opportunity for the city and for hopefully a public-private partnership with new ownership to really evaluate what's our next 30 years going to look like.
Research shows public investments in sports arenas have a muted economic benefit. Supporters say the entertainment district around the arena tends to be a bigger economic driver. I'm Kyra Buckley reporting.
The Tillamook County Sheriff's Office is warning of an ongoing phone and text messaging scam involving individuals impersonating sheriff's deputies. Tillamook County residents have reported receiving calls and text messages claiming to be from the sheriff's office, stating that they have outstanding legal matters and must pay fines or face consequences. The Tillamook County Sheriff's Office does not contact individuals via text or phone to demand compliance with warrants or legal issues. Any of these messages, like these, that have demands or threats are fraudulent. If you receive such a call or text, do not provide any personal information. Instead, hang up and report the incident to law enforcement immediately, if possible. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com.
An annual flotilla hosted by NIMIPU Protecting the Environment has been going on for nearly a decade. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports on the latest efforts by tribal activists to push for the removal of some Northwest dams.
A gray sky hangs over the Snake River. Dozens of people in kayaks, canoes, and on paddleboards have been paddling for an hour from Asotin, Washington to Hell's Gate State Park in Lewiston, Idaho. They start to circle, chanting, "Free the Snake." Nez Perce tribal members, in traditional hand-carved canoes, lead the flotilla.
We're asking for permission to come ashore!
That's Gary Dorr calling out to Ione Jones. She's standing on the rocky shoreline.
I'm opening up myself, this water, this land, with a song. Aku chuchana washa!
Jones is a member of the Palouse tribe. While she's singing this song,
I feel my ancestors with us strongly guiding us down the river. I can feel them hugging me. I can feel them kissing me. I can feel them telling me, keep going.
Jones says today's flotilla is about celebrating the connection of people to the water, to nature. After the canoes are loaded onto the shore, everyone makes their way to the park. Julian Matthews is the coordinator for Nimiipuu Protecting the Environment, a native-led nonprofit. He takes a seat under a gazebo as people line up for salmon and fry bread.
This is the most water craft I've seen on the for one of these events, so it's turned out really good, and I'm really glad that we have such support for pushing the issue of dam breaching on the Snake River Downs.
U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently visited the Nez Perce Tribal Hatchery to meet with tribal leaders and discuss their work in preserving traditional foods.
It is a health issue. You know, a lot of the foods that we ate before the migration, buffalo, deer, elk, and moose, are really dwindling also besides the salmon.
Before joining the Trump administration, Kennedy did work as an environmental lawyer. During his visit to Idaho, he mentioned his past work trying to get the dams removed. Senate Republican leaders issued a statement making it clear that they disagree with Kennedy about removing the dams. In June, the Trump administration canceled an agreement with tribes in the Columbia River Basin. The agreement paused salmon lawsuits in exchange for water restoration and clean energy projects.
That was bad news for the tribe, but, you know, to me, realistically, and a lot of times, this is my personal thing, they try to throw money at stuff, give money. A lot of them are just stopgap measures that aren't really going to help in the long run.
The tribe has long argued that by putting in the dams, causing the salmon population to fall, the federal government is violating the Nez Perce Treaty of 1855, which is supposed to guarantee fishing rights to tribal members.
That's why we push this issue, because it's a big issue, it's a legal issue.
But he doesn't think the government is going to solve it.
We need to get all the people that are involved, the stakeholders, the irrigators, you know, the bargers, and get them together and work out these issues, because right now it's not working.
While standing on the shore of the Snake River next to his wooden canoe, tribal member Gary Doerr says the political atmosphere is a lot different these days.
People can get scared, but we just have to have faith in our prayers. And that, you know, when we make these prayers with one heart, one mind, then stuff's going to happen. And so it may not be today or tomorrow or next week, but we have faith in our prayers.
Reporting in Lewiston, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.
You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org.